Our next guest is going to be here tomorrow night with the Philadelphia Flyers. He is James Van Riemsdyk, and he joins us now on the program with Walker and Rintoul. That was a tough one in Calgary. Talk about comebacks. We were talking about the Thursday nighter last night, and talk about all these goals that went in two nights ago. It's a tough one, isn't it? You're up a couple late in the third, and the Flames win in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's a kick in the teeth when you lose a game like we did. Obviously, having a two-goal lead that late in the game, you got to find a way to come away with 2 points there. So unfortunately, we didn't. But yeah, we got into a little bit of penalty trouble in the third period, and weren't as smart as we could, I think, in certain areas as far as managing the puck and things like that. Again, it started to snowball on us, and then obviously they had some good momentum, and we were able to capitalize on some chances.
I think different levels of hockey, we've probably all played on teams in any sport where maybe something bad happens and you can feel a sag on the bench or on the sidelines, and then other bad things start to happen. Has that been a bit of a theme for you guys, and how do you get out of that?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I think for us, it's, again, we've been down early in a lot of games and have tended to be chasing the games, and some of those kind of habits when you're down, you obviously have to play a little bit more aggressive, I guess you could say, just to try to come back in games. And so obviously, again, there's time and a place for stuff like that, but certainly, again, you want to try to stick with playing smart, and again, it's a lot easier to do that when you're playing in games that are, again, the score represents that. So again, obviously, you just got to make sure some of our habits get a little cleaned up, and I think we'll be in good shape.
So do you focus on the positives after a game like that, where you scored 5 goals, you had the lead late, or do you focus on the fact that it wasn't quite 60 minutes?
Yeah, certainly you're pissed off. I mean, again, obviously we did a lot of good things and put ourselves in a pretty good position, but weren't able to close it out. So, again, there was definitely some good things that we did, but certainly some teaching moments, some learning moments. And, again, we got to, again, do a better job of playing a full 60 minutes. And, again, when we do that, obviously, we give ourselves a good chance to win.
James Van Riemsdyk of the Philadelphia Flyers joining us here. It's the program with Walker and Rintoul on Sportsnet 650. That's the small picture, a one-game sample, and what happened most recently. But for you, the return to Philadelphia, what has it been like?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I think you never necessarily think you're going to get a second stint in a place as an athlete. I mean, our careers are so finite as they are, and to get a chance to do that was something that was, again, pretty cool. And, again, it's been exciting, again, the chance to come back and be a part of the organization again. And obviously, again, we've been kind of up and down this year, but we've got some good things in place, and hopefully we can find some more consistency as the season goes on.
Ron Hextall wasn't there when you left for Toronto in the trade, but obviously he's the guy who signed you this summer. How does that impact you on an individual basis when he is relieved of his duties?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. Obviously, again, it's interesting. I remember my first season in Philadelphia, there was obviously a coaching change pretty early on, and now my second stint there was a general manager change. So it's kind of funny how those things tend to happen. Obviously, again, it's unfortunate. And again, as players and stuff like that, you realize that when things are going a little bit sideways, that these different changes tend to happen, whether it's changes in coaches, GMs, players getting traded, whatever. So again, I think it's stuff like that that gets the attention of everyone, obviously. And certainly from there, we realize we have more to give and we can be better. And again, I think that accountability factor certainly gets raised when something like that happens.
He is Flyers forward James Van Riemsdyk with his second tour of duty with the Flyers, Philly, and to play the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday. To go along with Hextall's dismissal, there was a big narrative. And we talked about it on our show. I think every hockey show probably talked about it. It was the Flyers aren't as tough as they used to be. That whole Broad Street bully mentality, and maybe it was even more evident when you were there the first time, had kind of disappeared. Do you feel that Philadelphia and the Flyers have to have a bit more of a physical presence to kind of fit that branding?
Yeah, you know, people always point to that stuff, but I think, again, the game is so much different. How it's played now, and you look at the way most teams are built, particularly the teams that win, and there's a certain flavor to it. Obviously, again, with the Flyers culture, it's always going to be I think it's more so than about that quote-unquote fighting toughness. I think it's just about that that sort of determination and work ethic and commitment and that sort of stuff. So that can be obviously shown in many different ways other than just fighting. Obviously, fighting is a part of the game, but it's definitely not as prevalent and frequent as it used to be. So, yeah, it's one of those things. I think, again, as long as we're in the right direction of having that the determination and work ethic and stuff like that, I don't necessarily think it's one of those things where you have to be fighting more, per se.
Your old team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, they play a big game against Tampa, but it's been a seamless season. You're probably not surprised by that. At what point did you kind of get your head around the idea that, boy, they were going to be really good, and unfortunately, the way the math works, you probably weren't going to be part of it. Do you still check their scores? When were you able to move past it?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly one of those things where, again, you spend that many years of your life in a place and playing for a team like that and getting close with so many guys there, you become super invested in everything that that's about. So, obviously, again, there is certainly a period where there is that adjustment to move on to your new situation and surroundings and that sort of stuff. So, again, that's why I think, getting the game in Toronto relatively early in the season was a good thing for me, just to get a chance. Obviously, again, it was a time in my life that was I'll always cherish. And, those 6 years in Toronto, I'll always cherish that. And it was a great time. But obviously, there's a new challenge ahead of me now, and I'm ready to attack that with kind of 100% of my focus and energy and that sort of stuff. So obviously I really appreciated the stuff that the organization did for me and the stuff that they did to recognize me when I came back. And that was very classy of them. But that being said, there's a job for me to do here in Philadelphia, and I'm excited about that new challenge.
How are you a better player now that you returned to Philadelphia than when you first were there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, again, obviously, the more experience you get in the league, the more you learn, the more you learn about things that make you successful, and you develop different sort of thing as far as a routine and a regimen and different things that you're able to control that go into your success. So I think, again, just that sort of stuff, I pride myself on being super prepared and very diligent in that stuff, and you learn different things over the years so that you can be super consistent. That's something I've always prided myself on, is just having that consistent approach day in and day out and that sort of stuff. And again, obviously you're in one place for 6 years, and I basically had the same centerman for that whole time, so it's an adjustment coming to a new place, and you're trying to find that chemistry with some new line mates. And obviously it's on the other side of that too, you're trying to carve out a new role with your team, and the coach is trying to figure out the best way to fit you in to help the team have success too. So all these different balls that are getting juggled in the air. So it's just about, again, as a player, just coming, being good, being, doing what you're being asked of, and, kind of going from there. So, again, obviously it's a process, and you'd like for it to happen overnight, but it's certainly, there's some give and take with some of that stuff. So I think, again, I'm starting to get more and more comfortable with all those things. And, I think I'm starting to play better and better. So, that's obviously been good.
James Van Riemsdyk and the Philadelphia Flyers will be on the ice Saturday night at Rogers Arena. He joins us here on the program with Walker and Rintoul. You had to make a business decision in the summer. Your former teammate, William Nylander, had a business decision to make here over the last few months. How closely did you follow that situation?
Yeah, again, obviously, being someone that I played with for the last few years and got a chance to get pretty close to them and be good buddies with him, certainly I got tabs on it to try to, again, see how it's all going to shake out. Because like you said, it's a business sort of thing, and in the salary cap world, these sorts of things, these things start to happen just because, again, you can only fit guys in a certain way. But good for him for standing his ground for what he believed in, and I think it's something that worked out. Looks pretty good for both sides, and he's obviously a heck of a player, and I'm sure that deal is going to look pretty good for Toronto in a few years.
It's funny, in Toronto is a media market. The Leafs can be, as you know, a bit of a secretive team, I guess is the word, and you know, they don't make the young players available too often to the media. But I remember you were the guy that, you did a lot of media work, you did a lot of interviews in Toronto, you were kind of the guy they tapped on the shoulder. You know, you're still gracious with your time. But is it different? Is Toronto, and maybe it was the Lamorella factor, I'm not sure, was Toronto more of a different organization that way? Do you feel you have more freedom in Philly in that sense?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely a good question. I think, again, with all the interest and attention around the Leafs, I think that's obviously a great thing, but it comes to a point where obviously you have to be kind of more selective and pick and choose certain things, because again, you want to do everything, but ultimately at the end of the day, it's one of those things where there's just not enough hours in the day. So I think I think they get a good job, particularly Steve Keogh and his staff there, and with the Leafs PR stuff. I think they did a great job of managing all that for the players. And again, obviously, ultimately, we just want to focus on playing hockey and that sort of stuff. So there's lots more demand for your time in that sense in Toronto. So obviously, it's a little bit different in other markets. And obviously, Philadelphia is a great sports town. But again, as far as the media requirements and that sort of stuff, it's a little bit different than a place like Toronto, that's for sure. So again, obviously, there's different things that come along with that, but both have their positives.
So here in Vancouver, we're getting ready for the World Juniors over Christmas. They're here in Victoria. Last time they were here were 2006. Now, you played in 07. And it's funny because here in Canada, we celebrate the 07 tournament because it's this great epic moment in the semifinal in the shootout, right? And there's Peter Mueller and Jonathan Toews and Carey Price. You're on the other side, right? You don't remember that as fondly, but you're on the other bench. You were a young guy. You didn't play a whole ton in that tournament. But your perspective when Jonathan Toews and Peter Mueller are going head-to-head in the shootout, what are you doing? What are you thinking?
Yeah, first of all, like you said, I didn't get a chance to play much, but I definitely had one of the best seats in the house for all those moments of that. So yeah, that shootout was pretty epic. One of the things I actually do remember, though, is I think Carey Price was a little bit of savvy. I think one of the pucks was like under his pads, and I'm sure if you had an X-ray through his leg, it would have been in the net, but he like twisted it out of the net. So I don't know if you guys remember that quite as vividly as the Americans do, but that was definitely one thing I remembered about that. But like you said, it was pretty special to see some guys, even now that you're still playing against, and it turned out to be pretty incredible NHLers in that stage, already starting to go down and make a name for themselves. Like you said, guys like Carey Price and Jonathan Toews, you got Patrick Kane, that sort of stuff, Jack Johnson. So again, it was a fun team to be a part of, and obviously a pretty crazy game.
Hey, while we're talking about great young players, I'm always interested to know how guys who can score in the best league in the world see other guys who can score, especially freshmen who do it. Obviously, Vancouver is extremely excited about Elias Pettersson. I know you're generally in the Eastern time zone. I'm not sure how much Vancouver Canucks hockey you've seen this year, James, but your impressions of a guy you will see firsthand on the ice at Rogers Arena this weekend in Elias Pettersson.
Yeah, you know, he seems like a human highlight reel so far. Lots of clips of him, obviously, on Instagram and on the highlights. And he's obviously off to a great start to his career. And getting a chance to play with Brock Besser in the summers a little bit in the summer league there in Minnesota. He's obviously a special player as well, too. So, it's always fun to go up against guys like that. And then now they have a former teammate of mine, Josh Levo, playing with them too, is obviously a pretty smart player. So it's exciting for him also to get a chance to show what he can do with a little bit bigger of a role there. So happy for him that he gets a chance to play with some guys like that.
Give us a quick scouting report on Levo before we let you go. It's such a numbers game in Toronto, right? And guys like that can get lost in the cracks. So far, so good for him here, though.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, just the biggest thing that sticks out about Leaves is obviously some of that mental toughness that he had to go through the situation that he had in Toronto for a couple of years there, where, like you said, it was a little bit of a numbers game for him, but he was an unbelievable teammate, had a great attitude, and worked super hard and kept working at his game, kept working at it. So you always knew it was only just going to take an opportunity for him before he just blossomed and took off. But I mean, as far as his on ice stuff, I mean, he's a really smart player, really skilled, actually skates pretty well for a big guy too. So again, he's put him with some good players like that, and again, I think they'll have some good chemistry together because he's certainly a talented player.
He is JVR. Flyers in town to play the Canucks on Saturday. We appreciate the time as always. All the best the rest of the season. Good to see you back on the ice.
All right, thanks guys, appreciate it.
Sportsnet 650.